It's yet another dark and rainy day here, so I thought some more stories in a thunderstorm would be appropriate. A special thanks to user Gleek Flash, Drops of Jupiter 1, and Mango Girl for allowing me to share their true horror stories. Welcome to another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
Okay, so this just happened last night, and it just kept me awake all night, and I can't stop thinking about it, so let me just share it. Let me explain the setup. We've only been living here for a little over 3 months, and my window is the only window out of the entire house that has a view of the backyard. And it's also right next to our very squeaky back door. Meaning, I always hear it when someone comes in and out. Okay, now to the story. So, my family went out to run some errands last night, leaving me home alone trying to catch up on my classes because, you know, college life. Well, it was going good for the first hour until I heard the back gate open and shut. And at first I thought, oh, they must be back, thinking of my family. But that thought was immediately gone when I remembered we have a front door and there's no reason for them to come in through the back. So I sit as still as I possibly can and listen. I start to hear the sound of crunching leaves like someone is stepping on them, but I can also hear that they are trying to move very slowly. At this point, they are right under my window. And I know this because we have a couch located right underneath it, and I hear someone actually sit on it and let out a quick grunt, which also let me find out it was a man. At this point, I'm also feeling extremely grateful over my paranoia of having my blinds open. At this point, I am completely freaking out, not even being able to move at all because there is literally someone sitting under my window, and I sit there motionless for like 2 minutes until I start to hear it. He's tapping on the window. They started out like light taps, and with each set of taps, he added more weight to them, and I start to feel my eyes grow even wider and wider. I immediately feel like I'm going to pass out, and I still can't move. It's like I'm paralyzed with fear, and it still keeps on going. Until finally I snap out of it, and immediately without shoes and in just shorts and a tank top, I jump up, grab my keys, and run out the front door into a 30-degree weather night. In my defense, I do know this was definitely not the smartest thing to do. Who knows if he was alone or if he had someone in the front waiting. But at that moment, I just didn't care. I didn't even feel cold. I just needed to get out of there. I hopped into my car and drove off. I parked at a Walmart nearby and sat there in complete shock. Not even believing that that had actually happened. Finally, I picked up my phone and see my hands are shaking really badly, but I managed to call my parents. As soon as I hear my dad's voice, I burst out crying, not even being able to tell him until he finally just said he was on his way. And not even 5 minutes later, they were there in the parking lot where I finally calmed down enough and told him what happened, and we went back home. I was terrified to go back, and I even waited in the car until my dad came back from the backyard after inspecting it and said that whoever was there was gone. We also debated about calling the police, but I honestly didn't think anything could have been done, besides just filing a report. I didn't even see his face at all, and he was probably long gone by now. But now I'm really regretting it, because I'm still terrified and I don't even feel safe at all in my own house. I've been trying to distract myself all day now, but I'm just so shaken up and just hoping I can forget about this whole incident soon. This happened when I was in 8th grade. It was late at night and I was laying in bed trying to sleep. It was summertime. It was really hot outside, so I had my bedroom window open. My window had a screen on it so that bugs couldn't get in. All of a sudden, I heard some faint banging up against the house below my window. It woke me up out of my sleep, and I called out for my mom, whose bedroom was across the hall. She came into my room and turned the light on. I said,
"I heard something outside."
She replied something along the lines of,
"Just go back to sleep. It was probably just the wind."
So I eventually fell asleep. The next morning I woke up like normal and carried on with my day. A few hours later, we were all going to go out as a family somewhere. I forget where we were going. And as we were walking out the door to our vehicle, my dad says,
"Why is the ladder up against the house?"
We all look over and there was a freaking ladder leaning up against my bedroom window. My mom started freaking out and ran to my room and looked at my window. After inspecting my window, she noticed that my window screen had been cut open, as if someone had taken a knife and cut it. It clicked. Those noises I heard the night before against the house was someone taking a freaking ladder to my window and cutting my screen open. They must have heard me wake up and call out to my mom, got scared, and ran off. This incident gives me chills to this day because I often think, what if I didn't wake up? What if they got into my bedroom? What would have happened? Nothing like that has ever happened to me or my family before, so it really scared me, and I couldn't sleep for weeks. I kept my window shut and locked at all times, even if it was too hot. I have no idea who it was, and we have not had any incidents since then. My parents still live in the same house. It's still creepy, nonetheless. I really don't want to meet this stranger who tried to break into my bedroom window. This happened around 2016 when I was still with my ex back in New Jersey. He lived right by a bus stop where I'd frequently park my car and take buses to and back from New York City. What's unfortunate is that the later it is in the night, the longer the time gaps are between pickups. I went out with some friends one night and decided to catch the last bus back to New Jersey at 3:30 a.m. About a couple of stops in, I was so tired that I fell asleep and missed my stop. I didn't think it was a big deal because I woke up only one stop after mine. It was about 5 blocks away, but blocks in New Jersey are not like New York City blocks at all. They're far from each other, so overall it was a good 10 to 15 minute walk. 2 blocks in, I saw a jogger on the other side of the street from me. I remember thinking to myself, what a weird time to be taking a jog. It was 4 a.m., but suburb people take jogs at crazy hours. He was a bit further up, so he definitely couldn't see me. Here's when things turn creepy. I noticed him jogging and running up to a house. I felt relieved because I thought he was walking up to his house. But of course, I was wrong. He stopped right in front of the front window in the middle of the front lawn of the house and jogged in place for about 30 seconds. Can you picture that? A guy looking into the front window of a house, just jogging in place. Freaky or no? And within those 30 seconds, he dropped his water bottle and picked it up 3 times. He then would jog to the next house and do the exact same thing. Jog in place, drop his water bottle, and pick it up exactly 3 times. Yeah. At this point, I was freaked the hell out and sober from the adrenaline. I kept it cool and continued to walk behind him on the other side of the street. A few seconds later, he turned around and looked directly at me. I froze. But before I could say anything, he ran off to make the next right onto the next block ahead of him. I was so confused and sweating from fear, but I was only 3 blocks away, so I had to keep going. As I was passing the block he had made a right on, I peeked to see if he was there, and turns out he was doing the exact same thing. Jogging in place, dropping the water bottle 3 times, and staring into someone's window in their front yard. He was doing it on all the houses on that street. So now I knew there was definitely something not right with this guy. I started power walking / jogging towards my ex's house, 2 blocks away. I felt like something was telling me to turn around. When I did, I saw him. He was jogging on the same side of the street as me, and right behind me now. As soon as I turned around, he ducked off to hide behind a bush. That's when I lost it and ran for my life. I made the left onto my ex's block and hopped directly into my car and locked all the doors. I leaned my seat all the way back and laid there for what felt like the longest 30 seconds of my life. I had to catch my breath. My ex living on a short dead-end block also intensified my anxiety with the fact that this psycho could pretty much break through my windows at any minute. I decided that I was going to drive to my parents' home because I couldn't risk this guy knowing where my ex lived and put him, our dog, and me in danger. So I started my engine and made a K-turn out of the block. As soon as I got to the end to make a left back onto the main road, I saw him, standing in the middle of the road. He was smiling this creepy grin, staring straight at me. I continued to take a left, and while I passed by him, this creep bent down to my window level and smiled. He waved at me with that same creepy grin. A week or so later, there was some news that a lot of rapes had been happening at the bus stops in that town. Jeez, I don't know what exactly this guy had in mind, but it seemed like he had some crazy thoughts about me during his jog. And what's the deal with his invasive jogging routine while staring into people's homes? So, creepy 4 a.m. jogger. Let's not ever meet again. If you'd like to hear more episodes of the Nightmare Society, please don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share with your friends. I'm always looking for other true horror stories, so if you'd like to hear yours narrated, please do send it to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, stay safe.